Good morning. Welcome back. We're continuing Chayotim. We're starting Klamen Beis. So Klamen Beis deals with the halachas of Hamotzi. Later on, he's going to discuss the definition of what's called Passover Kistin. So this is Pass. And eventually we'll talk about Passover Kistin, which if you make the dough in such a way that it's changed from being a meal type of dough, type of bread, to a snack type of bread, the halacha changes. The Chayotim is going to give over here in the first siman some basic rules of what defines something as definitely as a moitzi, and he points out if it's missing some of these conditions, we'll discuss all of those rules later on. So the Chayyadim starts and he says the following. Lechem gomer. Mevorachan alav ha-moitzi. Afilohim perurim ketanim kematze kesusha. So the bracha is ha-moitzi on bread, what's considered lechem. Even if you grind it up into matzah milk, if a person makes matzah milk, he doesn't mix it with anything else. He just wants to eat straight matzah milk. The halacha is he would miss ha-moitzi. And if he eats a kezias of these small pieces or this bread, he has to bench. The Chayotim sees that there are six things which are going to be determinative. This is considered lechem gomer as opposed to something else, and he's going to say at the end of this list, if it's missing any one of these six conditions, we will discuss it later on in the rules of mezonos. Number one, aleph, shiyah kemach min hay min dogen. The flour which you're using to make the bread has to be one of the five species of grain. You can make something which is bread-like out of other types of grain as well. And those grains do not create a din of lechem with the bracha of hamotzi and benching. Five species of grain are chita and sa'ara. The Torah mentions two of them, chitim and sa'ara, wheat and barley. And Chazal says there are three more. There's spelt, kusmin, which is considered a min chito, a form of chito. And then there is our oats and rye, which are considered forms of sa'ara. And the mnemonic to remember the five species is the word brows, like eyebrows, B-R-O-W-S. So barley, rye, oats, wheat, spelt. So barley is B, rye is R, oats are O, wheat is W, spelt is S, so browse, B-R-O-W-S. The second requirement is basically yanilush rak b'mayim levat, that the what's added into the dough, the liquid which you're going to use is water. If you're going to use other liquids, so that gets more complicated, and we'll see the details when that changes its status and when it doesn't change its status. And there's no other ingredients. So now, if there are other ingredients, sometimes it will change it, and sometimes it won't. But you're adding oil, you're adding sugar, you're adding spices, you're adding raisins. We have something called raisin challah. It has raisins in it. Our average challah for Ashkenazim has some sugar in it, it has some oil in it. So we're not saying automatically this is not bread, but we will see the details when it affects it, when it doesn't. We're talking about you have to make it into a thick dough, as opposed to a batter. Hey, shiya av ktsas, when you bake it, it can't be a very, very thin type of, you roll out very, very thin, and you bake it like that, it doesn't look like bread anymore. And this is one of the questions when discussing the status of wraps. When are wraps considered hamotzi and when not? This is part of the question. Shiya av ktsas. Vov shiya nefa betanur abelfis b'lemashka. It's baked in an oven, or it's given me baked in on a pan. Like you have something called pancake. This will be pan bread. B'lemashka. You're not cooking it together with liquid. As opposed to if you're going to cooking it with oil, and the oil is going to impart the flavor by due to the fact that you're cooking it with the oil, that might change its status. And the Chayyadim says, if any one of these six conditions are missing, I will discuss it more later on. So again, I would want to point out, it's not automatic that if you're missing one of these, it's going to lose the status of bread. But we can be confident if you have all of these, it definitely is considered bread. So again, the six conditions are, number one, it has to be flour from the five species. The liquid which you use is water. There are no other ingredients. It's a thick dough. It's baked with some level of thickness to it. And you're not baking it or frying it with other liquids present in the baking or cooking process. Have a good day.